Because I think it's very easy for us to just think of it as a song lyric, as a feeling, as an emotion, something that we fall in and out of. But love, charity, what we're talking about when Jesus says love, love is to will the good of another above myself. Love is to desire the good of another, someone else above myself. This is what love is. And I want to talk about marriage because marriage for us is one of the most beautiful icons of love. One of the most beautiful images of what love is and what it requires. Because if we are desiring the good of another above ourselves, there is no room for selfishness there. And when we look at marriage, a lot of times we fall into this mindset that marriage is contractual. 50-50. You pull your weight, I pull my weight, and then we will be united. But the transforming love that is spousal love is 100% and 100% given to each other. And that is what transforms a couple into one. That is the transforming power of love. And it's not necessarily an easy thing. And as I walked through marriage prep with Eric and Katie this past year, that came up a lot in our conversations. When we would talk about what does love look like, the thought of love 100%, which we see in the cross, realizing what it looks like to give ourselves 100% for the sake of others, that's tough. And honestly, it's hard for any one of us to love with that capacity. But can we love in little ways? Can we start saying yes to those small opportunities to give ourselves to others? Yeah, we can. And Eric and Katie, they started sharing examples of how they were already doing that in their relationship. And the beautiful line was brought up that yesterday they said their marriage vows where they said yes to that love, but they will continue to live out those vows every single day of their life. That they say yes again to desiring the good of another above themselves, so that the union may be whole, so that 100% and 100% can be given. Because marriage for us, this beautiful icon of love, it is the most tangible thing that we have as human beings to see the nature of our God. Our God who is a Trinity, a God who is communion of persons, so much so that he is one. We don't see that anywhere else in creation except in the sacrament of marriage, this wonderful icon of love, the wonderful icon of a person, our Lord, our God. And so when Christ says this is the greatest commandment, he's saying this is the greatest commandment because what we say yes to in anything we do, when we enter into relationship, when we enter into love, what we're saying yes to is the very nature of our God. A gift of self for other. It's a beautiful and transforming thing when we choose to love another, when we choose to love others above ourselves, when we say no to our selfishness and yes to desiring the good of another person above myself. And regardless of what vocation we are called to or we are living out, that spousal love is present because we are constantly saying yes to desiring the good of others above ourselves because that is the nature of our God. We are entering into the transforming identity and nature of our God. So for us tonight, for us in this coming week, I think it provides for us a great opportunity to do a little reflection and examination. An opportunity for us to look at the relationships right now in my life. It could be a significant other or a spouse. It could be my friends or my roommates. It could be my family. It could be people that I'm in class with. Those relationships, Is there any selfishness right now? Is there anything that I'm desiring selfishly within those relationships? Or, on the flip side, have I done enough to desire the good of others above myself? What am I doing? How am I entering into acts of charity where I'm saying yes to serving others, yes to the good of others above myself? Because it's important that we start saying yes to love. It's important and it's tough. So that's the other side of the beauty and the transformation, is that we know, what does love require? It requires everything. When we look at the cross, that we see it's 100% gift, and it's going to require everything from us. Just as a couple on their wedding day know that their life together, it's going to be full of beautiful moments, and it's going to be full of tough moments too. Each and every one of our futures holds that. But those moments where we give ourselves, those moments where we sacrifice out of love for others, they transform our hearts. And little by little, those yeses build into a beautiful and full yes, so that we may enter more fully into relationship with our God, and that we may enter more fully into relationship with our neighbor. May we say yes more fully each and every day, so that we may continue to grow in that love, that we may continue to fulfill that greatest commandment, that we may love the Lord our God with all our mind and all our heart and all of our soul, and that we may love our neighbors as ourselves.